Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. Kevin is going to be talking about how you can be a successful real estate investor in this new year, 2017, by keeping your real estate resolutions. And he's going to go into detail about the percentages regarding those who will succeed and those who will not, and the reasons why. So with that having been said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So as we always do, let's dive into this subject because the numbers, as we discussed off air, are quite substantial about those who will and will not succeed. So tell us how to keep those resolutions.
Well, as you mentioned, that the chance of failure with your New Year's resolution is high. And as we're all making our resolutions, or perhaps many of us already have, and we're starting to move towards achieving those resolutions, ironically, many of us have perhaps already failed at our resolutions. And here we are only in January of this new year, 2017. And you mentioned the percentages, and astoundingly, there's a lot of different data and a lot of different sources of data, and so the numbers vary, but consistently you can find that only about 80% of most people's New Year resolutions actually get achieved. That means that 92% of New Year resolutions that are made each year fall to the wayside and do not get achieved. And what we want to focus on is for those new investors out there, or part-time or weekend investors, who have set in stone that 2017 is going to be the year for them to have a real estate resolution. That is a resolution to begin investing in residential real estate. And for those individuals who have one of those resolutions, let's talk about what it will take to ensure you can be part of the 8%, and in this case, be part of the minority who successfully achieve their New Year's resolution versus being part of the majority, or that 92% of resolutions that never get acted upon and or never get achieved. So what's it going to take in 2017 for you to be successful with your real estate resolution, your commitment, your desire, or perhaps even your dream to begin investing in residential real estate this year? And in the spirit of simplicity, let's talk through what it's going to take. And I stress the fact that resolution simple, especially if you're a new investor who's just starting out in residential real estate investing. If you create a resolution that's too complicated, or perhaps a resolution that is too lofty to be achieved, or a resolution that's so complex that you really can't get your head around how to even begin to pursue it, you're guaranteed to be part of that 92% of resolutions that fail or that don't ever get achieved. So let's talk about what it's going to take to be part of that 8%, that 8% of resolutions that are achieved, that are successful, and that do bring on the results that the individual is striving for or dreaming or desiring. So first off, with respect to your real estate resolution, your desire, your resolve to become a real estate investor in 2017, first and foremost, you've got to define the quantity of real estate investments that you want to make, need to make, or desire to make in 2017. And this is, to put it in perspective, simply determining, am I going to buy one house in 2017? Am I going to buy two houses, three houses, four houses? Am I going to buy one duplex or one condominium or one townhouse or five townhouses? You've got to figure out how big you're going to go, how big you're going to be, or how big you can be, and that's defined in the number of units that you intend as real estate investments in 2017. And like I said, that can be one, and that can be perfectly fine. One townhouse, one condo, one house. That could be much more than that, depending on your desire, your willingness, and your resources. That will typically indicate the quantity. But the key is that you determine how many or the quantity of investments you intend to make in 2017. And you've got to be realistic, or you'll only obviously set yourself up for failure. And keep in mind, as with most things in life, they are more difficult to achieve than they appear on the surface. They take more time. Perhaps they take more money. Perhaps they take more effort to achieve. And that's very true with real estate investing. Despite you might see on television or hear or read, it's not always as easy as it appears. It's not always as quick to accomplish. It's not always as cheap as you may hear. There's a lot of different facets. So keep that in mind so that you make a realistic commitment to your 2017 real estate resolution. What's important, though, is that you start and that you make that initial investment, if that is your real estate resolution for 2017. And I can tell you from personal experience, as a real estate investor full-time here in Dallas, Texas, and owner of a Homevestors franchise, especially this month of January, as I'm interacting with my colleagues, which are other investors here in Dallas and around the country, every investor I speak to, especially this month, the month of January, our conversations always lead to, well, how many houses are you going to buy in 2017? How many units are you going to buy? How many doors are you going to buy? However you choose to define it, I can assure you, though, that every competent professional real estate investor, regardless of their size or their goals for 2017, they know how many investment transactions they intend to accomplish in 2017. And it's on the top of their head, and they know exactly what it's going to take to do it, and they've committed to it for 2017. And you should too, as a new investor who's just starting out. Even if your goal is just to purchase one property, that's fine. You know what you want to go after, commit to it, define it, and go get it. Secondly, as a real estate investor, once you know how many transactions, how many properties, units, doors, however you choose to define it, that you're going to purchase in 2017 as part of your real estate resolution, you've got to understand and confirm the capital that you have or have access to in order to purchase those investments. And ironically, maybe you should determine your capital first, because that may in turn dictate how many properties you can purchase in 2017. But what's important, though, is regardless of whether you determine your capital first or the number of real estate investments you intend to purchase, make sure that you know both metrics. And that capital number is so important, and it's often underestimated, especially with new investors. And to think about it in realistic terms, a new investor must realize that to purchase one property, there's a very good chance, depending on your lending scenario, if you are using, you know, a mortgage or some sort of lending, and you're going to borrow funds to purchase that property, you're still likely going to have to come out of pocket 20% of the purchase price of that property. So let's say you buy a $100,000 property. That's $20,000 out of your pocket as a down payment that you'll have to have as capital. And don't forget, chances are you're going to have to rehab that property to some extent. And depending on your lender, all of those rehab funds may also come out of your pocket. Now, some lenders are willing to lend you those rehab funds or a portion of them. But keep in mind, that's another expense. In addition to the $20,000 you put down on that $100,000 property, let's say you need another $10,000 for carpet, paint, etc. There's $30,000 out of pocket on a $100,000 property. And then don't forget also that there's going to be closing costs when you purchase that property. And these will vary. A lot of times, depending on your lending solution that you're using, you may have to pay some upfront points to your lender. You're going to have a survey, highly likely. You're going to have to pay for title commitments and closing costs and legal fees or escrow fees. You may have to pay for an appraisal. You may have to pay for an inspection. This can quickly and easily become 5% of your purchase price, which would be $5,000 on that $100,000 house. So you can see how your capital requirements are going to add up. Do this first. Determine your capital. Determine what you have access to. This could very well dictate the quantity of properties you buy. So you know how many properties you're going to invest in 2017. You've confirmed that you've got the capital to invest in that quantity. Now, make sure you know your exit strategy. And what I mean when I say exit strategy, let's say you've determined you've got enough capital to acquire one investment property in 2017. Well, before you hit the streets and start shopping for that investment property, begin with the end in mind. Understand and determine and define your exit strategy. And here's what I mean by exit strategy. Is this going to be a buy and hold investment, meaning you're going to buy it, repair it, and rent it out or hold it long term as a rental property? Or is this going to be a fix and flip property that you're going to buy it, repair it, and sell it on the retail market using a realtor and MLS? It's going to be a wholesale investment property where you're going to buy it and then turn around and resell it off market for cash as is to another investor. These are three fundamental and three very common real estate investment exit strategies: the buy and hold, the fix and flip, and the wholesale. Determine what your objective is with your one investment property. What is your exit strategy? And as you recall, I said begin with the end in mind, meaning determine your exit strategy now, then go find the property that you have the capital to purchase that will fit your desired exit strategy. And it's important you do your exit strategy determination now up front, because it's going to determine and it's going to influence what you buy. The property that you buy as a buy and hold property to fix and rent could very well be a very different property at a very different price point in a very different area of town compared to the property that you buy with a fix and flip exit strategy. And that fix and flip exit strategy property could also be a very different property at a very different price point in a very different part of town when compared to the property you would buy if your strategy is wholesaling. So determine your exit strategy up front, because it'll influence what you buy and what you spend that capital on. So these are three simple tips to ensure that you are part of the minority, the 8% of resolution makers who succeed. Determine the quantity of properties, determine the capital you have and the exit strategies you're going to use, and you will stand above that other 92% of resolutions that fail in 2017, and you can be successful with your real estate resolution.
As always, great points, Kevin, and very important information for people that want to succeed in this new year of 2017. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Lewis.